Power 94, that be JTT. It's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the Stats with an End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat with me and Lookout Valley Soccer Association CEO, Mr. Eric McRoy. Eric, you're actually my first in-person interview ever, so that's kind of breaking the ice for me a little bit. But it's great to have you in the studio, and I want to know kind of what helped you or what made you want to get started with this association. You've only been doing it for about a year, maybe 2 years.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to come on here and speak with you. First of all, thank you so much. One of the big reasons is that in our community, I seen a need where we had kids that wanted to play the game of soccer, but maybe they were financially incapable of because of circumstances beyond their control. So we, as an organization and as a leader in the community, I wanted to reach out to those children and provide them opportunities that they may not have by partnering with local businesses and being able to get our word out of what we do for our kids. We started back in May 5th of 2023, so we're kind of new to the scene, but we're making a lot of ripples. So the big thing about it is just continually push forward and provide these kids opportunities.
How can people get involved and contact you? What do you offer in the association?
A lot of things that we offer recreational and competitive at times, depending on the skill level set of children that we have. So with that, we compete right now over at East Ridge as the recreational side, but we also participate in some competitive and tournament type situations. And you can always check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Lookout Valley Soccer Association. You can also look at our website at lookoutvalleysoccerassociation.com. We're also on Instagram, and so you can follow us there as well. One of the big things is if you want to reach out, we definitely have email if you want to reach out there, or you can just go to our website and click on. But the email is info@lookoutvalleysoccerassociation.com. If you're looking to participate or help out in any way, or there's something that you have questions about our organization and what we offer, we also offer training sessions and different things like that for kids. We partner with a lot of different local talent. We had John Burke, who was with CFC as a goalie, that would come out and do training with us and help our kids to get a better opportunity to be on the field with a professional athlete, and that's one of those things that you see far and few between right now. So we just try to provide the most opportunities that we can for our children to grow.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that he goes out there and, you know, does like little clinics and stuff. Yeah. That's so fun. I noticed online too, it's not just for kids. You can get adults in there too. So what does that look like on the adult's perspective too?
Yeah, we also offer adult side soccer as well, so that we can reach out to different age groups. We don't want to discriminate on, you know, your age. If you're loving the game, definitely we'll provide that atmosphere. So we have a small select groups that play at different venues, like at the UTC soccer arena and stuff like that. We just provide the registration and insurance and different things like that and help guide them through that process.
Definitely. And if you were to give any sort of advice or say something to the people listening that maybe have wanted to play soccer or get into a sport, or like you mentioned, you do cheerleading as well. Mm-hmm. Yes. Talk to me about the cheerleading side, and then also giving advice to people to get involved.
Well, definitely one of the things that we also offer, like I said, is cheerleading as well. So we offer one of the lowest costs for these sports. We maintain a $75 is our highest registration for soccer, $190 for competitive cheer. And the reason why we do that is because we partner with businesses to make a difference in our community by offering these to everyone. And if you can't afford those costs, reach out to us. We'll be happy to sponsor children. We'll be happy to provide equipment, uniforms, whatever's necessary for them to participate. We never want to turn a child away from the opportunity to get into something that's positive. And with that being said, we also are very active in our community, and we participate in events. And if you're on our organization, you'll have opportunities to participate in much larger events than ourselves to give back to our community to help build and flourish those abilities to be able to look back and say, hey, you know, I was part of something bigger, and giving back to a community that's given to you. That to me is very helpful. But definitely with the competitive cheer, we've won first place in like our first two competitions.
That's so awesome.
We just came back from one in Nashville and won first place in it. And that just goes to show you that we got good coaches, we got good people investing in our kids, and the kids are coming out and doing their thing. You know, they're loving the opportunity, they're loving the environment. And that's the thing is, like, we try to create a village so that, you know, everybody understands that, you know, we're all together in this, and, you know, no one's left alone. We understand the single parent struggles. We understand understand the not always being able to be at every practice or this, that, or the other. But, you know, one of the things is compassion for people and just loving them where they're at.
Yeah, definitely. I love hearing that, especially that, you know, you're there, you're meeting them where they're at, like you said. Yeah. And I love hearing that too. Just like you said, you don't turn a child away, and no matter what your circumstance is, there's room for everybody.
Oh yeah.
So I love hearing that. Eric, I appreciate you taking the time coming into the station. I know it's a trek from Lookout Valley to get over here. So, you know,
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. And you had to fight the traffic too. So I really like what you're doing, and, you know, keep it up and keep it going as long as we can. And if you have been looking to get into a sport, maybe soccer or cheerleading, you know where to go, you know who to contact, and you got the information. We'll put it up on our website as well. You can find it on our website and go back over to Eric's and get into with the Lookout Valley Soccer Association. Eric, I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all and Power 94 always helping out the locals.
Of course. Thank you. Yes, sir.